coming up is Shavuos of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, and Mitzvah hopefully will all be in Eretz Yisrael for all of them. So we do a fast Shaila. So usually the Shaila is someone comes to Rav Zilberstein, but actually this Shaila happened to Rav Zilberstein himself. Rav Zilberstein was once visiting a hospital, and he noticed the patient was very, very upset, having to wait a very long time for his operation. The nurses came in from time to time to apologize for the extended delay. And they explained that there was some malfunction in one of the machines that happened. This patient was very hard for him, because when it comes to certain operations, you're not allowed to eat or drink. The patient complained he hadn't eaten anything all day and he was starving, but the nurses warned him the operation had to be done on a completely empty stomach. Rav Zilberstein went over to him to strike up a conversation and, you know, to express a little sympathy for the patient's plight and for everything he was going through. "Don't feel too bad for me," the patient said. "I deserve it all, and I'll tell you why." He says to Rav Zilberstein, "You know, I used to be follow the Torah. I used to be a religious Jew. But then I went off the derech. I often ate on fast days. Even though I knew it was wrong, I knew it was a fast day, and I still ate. Hashem now is paying me back. Instead of fasting for a mitzvah, I have to fast for an operation." So Rav Zilberstein turns to him and says, "Do you know what day today is? Today is Asar B'Tevis. Today is the 10th day of Tevis. Today is actually a fast day in the Jewish calendar." This guy now, this patient, was very, very brought to tears, and he couldn't believe it. Such a shkacha protest, the divine providence, Kadosh Baruch Hu, made it happen. He decided, he took the message to heart so much, he told Rav Zilberstein after his operation, he wanted to have a mincha in the hospital shul. The question was, is what if he would be allowed to say the Aneinu Tefillah for fast days? Because he began the day with a fast only because of the operation, with no intent to do for the entire day, or to do for a fast day at all. The only reason he was fasting because for the operation. Had it not been for this medical concern, this medical condition, he would have eaten a very healthy breakfast, even if he had known it was a fast day. Only later in the day was he inspired to do tshuva, and he would continue eating, and then he would fast. So Rav Zilberstein wants to know, is he considered to have fasted, allowing to recite an inu? Basically, retroactively, because he was only fasting for the operation, and now he wants to be able to come back to Judaism, come back to Yiddishkeit, is he able to say the Aneinu Tefillah? So Rav Zilberstein quotes one very pashut answer. Rav Zilberstein quotes the Shulchan Aruch and Orach Chaim, Simen Tov Kuf Samach Beis, Sif Yud. Let's see it inside. Misana Odin Tainis Shaos. A person fasts for hours, 4 or 5 hours. Vuhu Shalo Yocho Kol Hayom. And then he didn't eat the entire day. Ketzad, how does he do this? Harei shahayu toru b'chafatzu m'sasek b'tzrachav. Someone who's very busy with all their things and all their dealings. And then he realizes, v'lo achal ad chatzos, and he didn't eat it up till chatzos, or ad teshos, maybe even 9 hours into it. V'nimlach l'zanos b'shos, sh'nisharu min hayom, harizeh mis'an. He says, let's say a person basically is very, very, very busy, the Sasso Shulchan Aruch. And then he decides, you know, hey, it's 12 o'clock, it's 1 o'clock, it's 9 hours into the day. You know what I should do? Let me accept a voluntary fast. Let me accept a tainus reshus. Says the Shulchan Aruch, ki'ilu hazei harei zeh mis'ana. It's considered a good fast. Shegam zeh tainus shos sorich shikum. Right? And he says it's good. Umispal behemaninu. Shehare kibel alav hatainus. Called him shos hatainus. Says the Shulchan Aruch. He's able to even say aninu. Because he was mekabel the tainus before a certain part of the day. So Rav Zilberstein says, although this halacha was brought to a tainus rishus, and this halacha applies to someone who just accepts a voluntary fast, the same should be true of a communal fast of Asar B'Tevis. If a person didn't eat from the beginning of the day, even if his intention was for medical reasons and not religious reasons, right? The patient only fasted was because of his medical operation. Nevertheless, as Rav Zilberstein, he may recite Aneinu in Mincha, and it's totally fine. We do also know that when it comes to fasting, what a person has to have in mind the night before, but Rav Zilberstein says that would not be a concern here. End of the day, I think the message is very clear. Kadosh Baruch Hu works in very, very mysterious ways, but sometimes he's very, very open. He's very, very megal himself. We just have to open our eyes. We have to open our eyes. We have to open our hearts to be able to see him in our lives. Be'ez Hashem, if we be able to see this, then we'll be like this guy, this patient in the hospital, who said to heart, he told Rav Zilberstein, the only reason why this is happening to me now is because I ate on fast days, now Hashem is paying me back. And this guy was able to brought back to Judaism. because he was able to open his eyes. We should be zochu b'ezras Hashem to sichur shparuch in our lives. And when it comes to these fast days, we should hopefully not even have to fast. We'll all be together in Yerushalayim, Yerkodesh, b'ezras Hashem. Shkoyach.